Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic selected by the first caller of the day and then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. Now, just to let the callers on the line know, we will get to all of you. We will be talking about the topic of letting go of the past. That was selected by Stacy, who's our first caller of the day. And if you ever have a favorite topic you want to have discussed, just call in at the 15-minute mark before the show, and you'll get your chance. Now, Ada Marie is available to do full-scale sessions, and she's available between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific time. And I'm going to give you her phone number, so get your pens out and get ready to write it down. Also, her website is thegoldenoracle.com, and she provides 15 minutes for free on a full session. So take advantage of that, because today you'll just be talking with her briefly, and she has a lot of wisdom to share. She's an expert channeler, and she can do mediumship if that's something you want to do, but she does not do that on the air. She will answer your life questions, no problem. And her phone number is area code 520. Let me just double check it here, Ada.
Okay.
896-9510. I had that almost memorized.
Correct.
Yep, 520-896-9510. So, Ada, how are you today?
I'm hot and 115 degrees, but I'm fine. The sky is clear, of course, and the sun is coming directly through. So we've been about 3 or 4 hot days, but I'm feeling good, and I'm drinking my water, so I'm being behaved myself, and I'm staying indoors. That's what's happening.
Sounds like you're taking care of yourself. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's what it's all about, absolutely. Nothing is so serious as your health, and you're the one who have to take care of that. Nobody else can do it. Each individual has to do it for themselves.
And that's mind, body, and spirit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
And one of the things in taking care is certainly letting go of the past, isn't it?
That's right. And I'll give you the way, and then we'll talk about how to do it.
Okay.
The way of that is to take everything that you're carrying around that's troubling you and look at the lesson in it. Because every experience you've had has a lesson in it. And if you look very closely at the lesson and pay attention to what you learned after all these years from that lesson, you could leave the lesson and be wiser not to let anything like that ever happen again. Now, what happens is people, they hold a grudge, they get fussy, they get angry, they get sick just from all the nonsense that they're holding in their head and their heart. But if they would look at it and very carefully say, oh, I did this and this and this, and that's what happened. But if I had just been patient, or if I had really listened, I might have done something different. And you always get the opportunity to do it different, right?
That's right. Yep.
That's right. So look at the things that have troubled you, and when they stick their little heads up again, stop. Think, wait a minute, this lesson is back on my doorstep again. So what did I decide I would do when I really thought about it? And then act accordingly. You see, there's always another answer that is better than the last one. So think, and rationalize these things so you can, when the time comes that you have to meet that guy again, you're going to meet it head on and say the right thing for you, not for somebody else, not for your friend, not for your mother, not for your kids, for you. It has to be something that you say for yourself. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, if you don't learn the lesson the first time, it's going to come again. And as I've said before, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Because you're not going to get it.
That's right. Right. Yeah. So,
you know,
let's move on to the how to part of the question. How do we do it?
Okay. How do you do it?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you do is stop and think of how it affected you. How did it affect you? If it affected you in some way that was harmful to you or you felt abused by it, stop and think about what the attitude of the other person. Was the person being mean? Was the person being not thinking, not being caring? Or was the person giving you a piece of advice that you could use over and over again? One time when I was first on the air, I told a lady, I said, what you really need to do is when your elbow bends, keep your mouth shut. See, everybody worries about losing weight. My father used to tell us when we were kids, if you notice, every time your elbow bends, your mouth comes open.
Mm-hmm.
So stop bending your elbow and keep your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm. That's a good piece of advice.
That really was a keeper, but a lot of people didn't appreciate it.
Right, yeah.
And I got lots of response on that. But the truth really is, if you are you're just eating to be doing something, that's not healthy and that's not good for you. So his response to us kids was, you know, every time your elbow bends, your mouth comes open. Mm-hmm. How much of the world can you hold? You know, can you hold 5 acres or can you hold maybe 3 spoonsful? So, you know, and I said that and it was not well received. So I'm saying it this time as an example of saying something people didn't appreciate my answer.
Uh-huh.
And they let me know it. So, and it's true. If you stop and think about it before you, if you put your brain in motion before you talk. You know, some people talk and their brain's not even in motion. And they just on and on and on. And so it isn't long until they don't have a lot of friends to talk to because their friends sort of avoid them. You
mm-hmm.
know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really stop and think, you probably could have some very wise answers for people.
That's true.
And it could be very, very, very helpful.
Well, I think one of the things that we tend to forget when we're in a situation with another person that distresses us is that we think we can read another person's mind, which is baloney. We never know where another person is coming from, what their own hurts or distresses are that they bring into a situation. And we might just have been a trigger that's brought up something from their past that has nothing to do with the situation involving us. And so that's something else we need to let go of. And just remember that, you know, we can't judge another person unless we've walked a mile in their shoes. And sometimes we just need to open ourselves to the possibility that this other person is hurt and taking that out on us for some reason or other that has nothing to do with us.
Right. It like my dad used to say, if you have not walked that mile, then you have no knowledge of it. If you haven't walked that mile, then don't open your mouth. And my dad was Norwegian. he said things very straightforward. So it became that you didn't talk just to be talking. You talked because there was something that you had to say in the conversation that was valuable and happy and healthy for the other people too.
Yeah.
And that's how he raised us, to say things that were positive, that were funny, and he was very funny. He could make a joke out of almost anything, you know.
Well, I think
if, and people,
yeah, I was just going to say, if we don't have something positive to say or add to a situation, then we should just remain silent, don't you think?
That's what he says.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if you can't say something good, don't say anything. And he was very adamant about that. You can say you might not like something, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't particularly like the snow, but that's okay. I can dislike it. I can leave it for the people who love it and not say anything. Let them enjoy it.
Right, right.
So, and I don't know who enjoys this 115-degree weather.
I don't know. No, it wouldn't be me, that's for sure. Well, why don't we go take some calls now, and
okay,
we come back to the top spot and go, because there are other ways that we can let go, too. For instance,
yes,
letting go of prayer requests,
mm-hmm,
letting go of maybe we can get into just letting go of whatever our own personal trials are that don't have to do with other people. And
right,
let's come and talk about that a little bit later, but take some calls first.
Okay, let's take the calls.
Okay. Here we come, Stacy. Stacy, you're live.
Hello, guys. How are you this afternoon?
Good.
Perfect.
Okay, hi, Miss Ada. How are you?
I'm just perfect. I'm in perfect health, and I'm just fine. And you?
Okay. I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
So,
and what can we do for you?
All right. So, it's in regarding my love life. Currently, I'm single, but I'm just actually getting myself together. I'm looking forward to a new job and to moving, and then once I have things straightened out, I plan on possibly signing up to a online dating site such as eHarmony. So I would like to know, what advice do you give me?
Well, I've given this advice to many people. I tell them to take a pencil and paper and write out the kind of individual and the kind of person that they would like to meet and have a relationship with. Now, you have to be pretty specific with this, because don't forget anything, you know. Write it down, read it. I've helped people to make this letter many times over the years, and many times they've ended up very happily in a relationship with somebody and stayed for years. So just write down what you think you would like, the kind of individual you'd like to live with, the kind of things that you enjoy, and then that person would enjoy. And then that gives you a chance to kind of open yourself up to look around and really see what options you have, and the nice people you know, and the people that you might really enjoy having a relationship with. It's very important that you realize that when you write this letter, and many of my people have written this letter, that you're going to find an individual that fits those perimeters you've set up. So, and I taught a class in it many years ago, and many, many people, that there was 168 people in that class, and many of those people married back then, and they're still married today, except for the ones that have lost their spouses. And it turned out to be wonderful. And they wrote the letter, and then you write it, and then you rewrite it, and then you rewrite it until you get it the way you want it. And that works.
Right.
It works that way. So, you know, that's what happens. So you need to be careful when you write the letter that you don't forget to put something in there that's really important to you. You have to get everything in the letter. So you may have to write it like 5 or 6 times. A lot.
All right.
Okay.
It sounds good. All right. So what I'll do in a few months is give you a call back, and we'll do I'll start the letter. But once I start the online dating, that's when I'll call you back so that I'll do a private session with you. Then we can just.
Okay. You call me at 520-896-9510. Okay.
All right.
That'll be good.
Definitely.
And
okay,
take your time so you get it right.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Stacy. God bless.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Okay, and just to let you know, we are on every week, so you're welcome to call back another week if you'd like. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, moving on. I don't know the identities of these other callers, so I'm going to call you out by area code. I see somebody from my area code, 315. What is your name?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Amber.
Oh, hi, Amber. How are you?
I'm good, Dave.
Okay, Amber. Say hello to Ada Marie.
Hi, Ada.
Hi. How are you today? Are you ready for a question? Can I get a
yes? I am.
Help with the question.
How are you?
Okay. What's good? What's the question?
I was kind of wondering if you've seen anyone new coming into my life.
Well, I see a number of people coming into your life, and they're all new because you're doing something different.
Yeah.
So, and that being said, you got a lot of options coming up.
Okay.
People to meet and
meeting,
a new. You're talking about a friendship. Right?
Yeah.
A relationship with someone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you will be quite pleased along about Christmas time when you meet someone somewhere, not in your workplace or anything, but during that time you'll meet 3 or 4 people, and one of them, you'll have one of them that you really are interested in, and they're interested in you. It's almost like a meeting, and oh my gosh, the two of you just click. Yep.
Okay. I'll hang up.
So that's a good thing.
Hmm? I said yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too, Amber.
You have a good day.
Okay. God bless.
Bye. Yeah, there she is. Yep.
Okay. Area code 661, what is your name?
Hello, my name is Heather.
Hi, Heather. We lost you before.
Yes, I know. My phone went dead, and it was a hassle, but I'm back. So that's
okay, great. Well, say hello to Ada Marie.
Hi, Ada. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you, Amber?
No, this is Heather.
Heather. Okay, Heather,
that's
how
okay.
are you?
I'm doing well, thank
good.
You.
Wonderful.
So my question...
And what is your... Yeah?
My question is, just, I guess, a generalized question, and as in, what would Spirit most have me know right now? Like, what would Spirit most want me to know, or what my spirit guides, I guess?
Well, everyone's spirit guides wishes that they would be a little more attentive and set a regulated time when possible to have their communication, because they are there for you all the time, 24/7. And if you're going to use and be helped by your spirit guides, you have to be very grateful, and you have to make a time for them. Like, maybe it's 5 minutes before you go to bed. Maybe it's in the middle of the day when you take a break and you go someplace by yourself and sit quiet and let your mind get completely clear so some thought can come through your mind from one of your guides. See, they have to have a little space too. So a lot of people's mind is so cluttered that they can't even get in. So if you're sitting in a place, or you go into a silent place and your mind is clear, then they can send that silence, brings information to you, and you may not know what it is for several hours or maybe even as much as a day. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, how did I know that? Well, you knew it because you received it while you were in that quiet place the day before. You see? Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and
very
many
much
people,
so.
Yeah. And many people don't stay quiet long enough for their guides to even connect. So the real connection with them is when you are silent. Somebody says, I wasn't even thinking. I said, yeah, but you got a lot of information. Watch out. You'll know it in a while. And because it's true. When all thought is gone, you're receiving. That's when you're receiving from your guides and your helpers. And it's kind of hard to teach people that, although I've taught those classes for years. But the secret is that when there is no thought in your head, you are actually receiving information that you might not even use or know you have for several days until somebody says something to you and you answer them. And how did I know that? Well, you knew that when you were in your silent place. It was given to you. You see?
Yes.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Very much so.
Remember to allow yourself those silent places.
Okay. Will do. Thank
they
you
come
very much.
Any old time, you know?
Yes. Yes. Well, thank
yeah.
you so much. Have a blessed day.
Oh.
And get a little notebook and write down those little things you received during that silent time. That's
okay.
A good thing to do, is to have a little notebook there, where I call it my book of shadows, and I write that stuff down. And one day, we moved from California to Arizona, and my husband threw out 5 boxes of my little books of shadows, so I can't even refer back anymore. He thought I didn't need them anymore. I know. I was in shock, but I'm surviving.
Well, thank
Heather,
you again
you have
very
any
much.
Did you have any specific questions you wanted to ask? Because Ada's very good at coming up with answers for that, if there's anything specific you wanted to ask.
Well, I definitely have an ongoing issue with my dad. He and I are, you know, we're not speaking right now, and we've kind of been, it's been unresolved for about 2 years now. You know, and I just I don't know if there can be any, it's hard, we're not even in the least bit communicating, and so I don't know, do you see any resolve for that in the future?
Well, it depends on did you have an argument, or was it just something you did that he didn't approve of?
There's a middle people. I'm more or less in an argument or a fight, I guess you could say, with my stepmom and my stepsister. And, he's obviously, that's his wife, and I totally understand. And I don't like it, but I understand it. And, he's got to have her back.
Listen, take a long look at the situation and remember, everything we face in life is a lesson to be learned. So as you look at the situation and the way it is, and you are kind of now on the outside, so you're no longer on the inside part of the group, right?
Correct.
You're sort of out of the group. Okay.
Yes, I am.
Now, look at it like this. If you had to be one of those people, would you want to be one of them? Would you want to be like your stepmother or your stepsister?
No.
Okay. There's your answer. You just thank God, and you thank him every day that you don't act like they do. And just go about your business, because that's what they came. They came to show you that you could be who you wanted to be, and they couldn't do anything about it, and they're not near as nice as you are. So you can just be blessed that you got that lesson early on. Think about it. Because you're a very likable person, and you have friends, right?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, then you look at it as a lesson, and let them go on with their life as it is, because they're the ones that are not happy, or they wouldn't be so unkind.
Is there?
And I definitely agree with that, and I 100% agree with that. And there is a lot of clarity for me now that I didn't have when the issue first, became what it is. My only concern is not so much with them, but I would just like to know if there's ever going to be a time where my dad and I have any kind of relationship again.
It'll eventually come around. Eventually, something will happen in the relationships that make him take a long look at how he's being treated and how you've been treated. So it'll some little incident will come around, and he'll stop to think about it.
Okay.
Because you are a kind person, and they are really fearful, and they're jealous. So jealousy is what it is. It's a green-eyed monster.
Yes, it's unfortunate. Well, thank you so much, Ada.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You guys have
a blessed
day. I hope
it's been helpful.
You have very much.
You too.
Very much so. Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay. Okay.
Bye, Heather.
Bye.
Sorry to cut you off. Boy, she was sweet, wasn't she?
She definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's such a sticky wicket when there are other people in the equation that upset the apple cart.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, yeah. I liked your advice there.
Well, for her, it's a big learning lesson. And it's a learning lesson that she is handling as a lesson. So because of that, she'll move on and not be in that kind of a relationship with anybody again. She'll grow and grow and grow, and she'll have a very happy life. And when she's, by the time she's a little older, life will turn around and she'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this over and over again, because because she's kind and she's sweet and she's gentle. They're not. And they're not that way. They want what they want, and that's where they're at. So as she comes out of this, in this family affair, she'll be the one that is winning 24/7.
Right.
Because she is a kind, wonderful person.
Right, right, right. And hopefully her father will remember that, too.
It will come to pass that he'll be grateful that she's so wonderful because he will need her.
Mm-hmm.
That will come to pass.
Is there anything she can do to reach out to him, or is it best for her not to do that?
I think it's best that she just leaves him alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only way he's going to find out who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that comes, that little thing always sticks up its ugly head, and you have to deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
so,
that's good advice. I like it.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is.
I've seen it before. And it's true. So she'll come out, in the end, she'll come out the winner.
All right.
So that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. Well, we have another caller on the line. We have area code 678, and you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Reginald.
Hi, Reginald.
Hi, I'm enjoying the show, listening. I've enjoyed so far all the calls.
Oh, well, we're glad to hear that. Do you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes. Hi, Ada. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm well. I had a question about a career, spirituality career, which is mixed in together for me. I'm looking forward to certain opportunities expanding for me, and I just wanted to see if you felt any energy around that or any insight as far as what may be occurring for me soon or up possibly.
Now, what is the career that you're in or you're working in or you want to expand on?
I'm a counselor. I'm an intuitive counselor, but it's provided me with opportunities to do some stuff in the media. So I'm just had a few opportunities to come forward, and it's just sort of I'm just waiting now, but they're there, so it's just a matter of time. So I just wanted to see what you saw around that.
Oh, well, that time is short because they've picked you, and you've been doing a very good job, and you've been able to assist. You know, anybody who does counseling like we do, you have to be able to be understanding of the entire situation. And you seem to be good at that.
Yeah.
So I would say go forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Hey, I'll take it. I think that's the only direction for me to move so far.
Yeah. It's go ahead and move forward because you're doing well. And you know, wisdom is in you, and it will come out, and you will grow with it. So you're a young man, and that's a good thing.
Yep, I look forward to it. I definitely appreciate it.
You have another question?
No, you know, I think that's the main thing. As far as spiritual, usually when you do spiritual readings, do you connect with people, guys and angels, or give messages in that formal way?
I do, but I can't do it on the show because there isn't enough time. A lot of people call and we connect. I can connect. I have to first, how I do it, and let me share it with you. How I do it is I call the name of the individual we're trying to reach, and then I make them identify who they are, and I ask the person sitting there to ask a question, give me a question, I ask it, and then if the spirit can answer the question correctly, then I know I got the right person. And then we let the spirit talk, and then I make a connection so that they don't need me anymore. because there's millions of people in the world, I make a connection with them and their guy, their relative on the other side, spirit, so they can talk to each other anytime they want. And I let them have that connection. I teach that connection to them right away so that, you know, there's only one of me and there's one of you. But if we can help people connect to their loved ones, there's millions of people we got to work with. We don't have to worry about having people to work with. There's lots of them. So when they call, and a lot of people call and, you know, they just call because somebody told them to, I try to make that connection for them so that they don't have to call all the time. They can make the connection, and once they're sound with the connection, they know it's the right connection, then they have that the rest of their life. So that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing.
Oh, well, that's awesome to know, and I appreciate you sharing that. I'll definitely look you up and go to your website and read more on you, but thank you for sharing that.
Well, you're welcome. I try to share it whenever we're asked this question. I think it's important. I think it's important that people are able to make their connection on their own. I taught classes in that in California, and my goodness, it helps so many people. So I felt really blessed.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Do you have the website in Reginald?
Yeah, I think I saw it at the goldenoracle.com.
Yeah, the goldenoracle.com. Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes phone too. I don't know if you have her phone number.
520-896-9510, and it's on my website. And you can email me, and we will email you back or call you up. I prefer if you email me that you give me a phone number, and I can call you up because I'm not my. I had an incident many years ago, and I no longer type 100 words a minute. One of my fingers, the fingers on one of my hands, don't work so well. So, if you give me a phone number, I will simply call you up. When you email me. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, well, many blessings to you.
I know you're here. And bless you. I know you hear these phones ringing, but I can't do anything about it.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right. Well, Reginald, you've given us some food for thought. We're going to move on to talk about a topic, and I have an idea based on what you were saying. So feel free to keep listening.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And for anybody that's on the line, if you have something else that you want to contribute or share with us, just call back in, and I'll come back to you. What I was thinking as Reginald was talking was that, you know, we come to a point in our lives where we have a question about where we want to go, what we should do. And getting back to the idea of letting go in order to allow that to come to pass, how do we do that?
How do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how I did it, how my grandmother taught me was, I said, okay, I come from a farm in Montana, and we moved to the city. I was 12 years old. I had never been in a city, and it was so different. And my grandma said, you just go to bed, and when you say your prayers at night, you ask God to direct you and show you what to do. And he will not let you down because he will not ever give you a negative answer. So with that lesson, I said, okay, because I didn't know people and I had to make friends. And we lived in a small country area, so it wasn't hard. We grew up with those kids, so we were all friends, you know. So now I'm in a big city, a town. I imagine it had 2,000 people in it, and I had to make friends. So that was her answer. That's what I was going to have to do, and I had to be nice, and I had to be honest, and I had to be kind, and that's how you make friends.
Right. Absolutely. Well, one of the things I was thinking about as you were talking, a lot of people seem to pray for the same things over and over, and that's not really letting go, is it?
No, it isn't. What you do is you sit down and think, like Eleanor Roosevelt was a president's wife at the time when I was in high school, and I thought, and I studied her life. She was the most wonderful, wonderful woman. And it was easy to be able to try to live like she lived, making every day a happy day for herself and everybody around her. And if you read her book, I mean, it's a real, real story of how this lady did so many wonderful things. It was unbelievable. And my goodness, she never was unkind or thoughtless or anything. And so I just happened to be growing up at the time that she was, her husband was in office, and I started to adopt some of those wonderful ways she had, and I've never been sorry. So I like to read and I like to study, and I've helped a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because I've had knowledge that I could share. And if you can share knowledge with people, you will always, always have friends.
Well, not only...
kindness.
Yeah, not only that, but you talked about another quality that she had, and that was being positive and kind, just putting out that positive energy into the world. I mean, it said what goes around comes around. And when you do that, positive things begin to happen in your own life, too.
Right, they do. And you are, I have a seminar I give about every 2 years. It's called Thoughts Are Things. And you are the sum total of how you think. If you think positive, if you think understanding, if you think happy, if you think joyous, you become that. And that's what you are. So I give this one seminar about every 2 years. I haven't set a date this year, but I will eventually. And so I'm trying to figure out exactly how I'm going to do it. But thoughts are things. And every thought that you think, you become. You look like you just become that. If you think happy thoughts, if you think kindness, if you think love, if you think joy, you know, then you become that love, light, and joy. And that's what we all should become.
Right. Well, prayers are things too, aren't they?
Well, prayers are, I pray constantly, and I never miss my hour with God in the morning, truthfully, if you want to know the truth. And I never miss my hour with him at night, except I fall asleep sometimes right in the middle of my prayer work. And I just go to sleep and I get up in the morning and I'm okay. But in the morning, I'm awake. And I do my whole hour and thank him for all these wonderful blessings he's bestowed on me and all the wonderful people that I've been able to help and all the wonderful things that will come. If people want to move forward and they want to be happy, they have to learn to be grateful of everything and to share and to take every lesson that they get and work on it until they understand it. That's what you have to do.
That's beautiful advice. Beautiful advice. We do have another caller, Ada.
Okay.
Okay. Area code 347. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Tamika.
Tamika, is it?
Tamika with an N, like Nancy.
That's a pretty name.
Okay,
thank
hello.
You. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I wanted to talk about love and relationship for me. I wanted to hear what you see for me coming up. Right now, I'm not involved with anyone, and I definitely want to get married and have children.
Well, one of the things that you're very busy, you know, you appear to be very, very busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm wrong, I'll stand graciously corrected, but I see that you're always real busy.
That's true.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay, no. So you haven't made any time to really get to know people and make a relationship.
Right.
So my answer to you is you're not taking the time. You have to take the time.
There were two people from my past that I did have feelings for, but I wonder all the time if anything would come about with them.
Well, I don't think you've spent much time with them. Have you?
One I did, and the other one they kind of like left again and didn't really put in the time, but one of them I did.
Mm-hmm. Then the relationship was where it is now. But you need to be able to be genuine in your feeling and not, you know, not place your feelings out there where they can be hurt. And I think you've done that.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, correct me.
No, I say you're right about that. That's true.
Because I feel like, yeah. Okay. So be careful so that you don't scare somebody by being too generous and too kind and too loving. That could be your problem. It looks like. I might be wrong, but I don't think so. You give. Is that correct?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So kind of slow down a little bit. Okay?
Okay.
You scare people because you're too fast and you're too loving and you're too quick. You're quick to make decisions.
You sound like you have another question, Tamika. That long pause.
Well, I guess
you're thinking,
I just wonder,
aren't you?
Yeah, I just wonder how to be, like, other than, you know, like, don't be as loving or don't be as decisive.
Right,
you know?
Right. Slow down. Keep those things to yourself till the other people catch up with you. Because you make a sudden decision, quick, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So kind of people have to be able to catch up with where you're at.
Okay.
Does that
see
make
me
sense to you?
Yeah, I understand. It makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you see how you could do it differently?
Yeah, by just kind of just slowing down and taking it day by day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. One at a time. 1 minute of 1 hour of one day.
And then do you see me?
Then
with
it
anyone?
Won't take long until you'll be. Pardon?
Do you see me with anyone?
Yes. Along about the snow starts to fall. Mm-hmm. And by that time, you will have you'll have yourself a little bit calmer, is the word, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
So this summer, I'm going to just pretty much be single.
Mm-hmm.
She said somebody would come along when the snow starts, Tamika.
Right.
Yeah. But she's giving you some homework. She's giving you some food for thought.
Okay.
On how you relate to your life in general and relationships specifically.
Can you ask her, does she pick up on anything on someone named Nick or someone named Matt?
Nick? N-I-C-K?
Or Matt.
What I would say, Nick is a happy person. Isn't he very happy?
Yeah.
He would be the one that would be most fun to be around and talk to.
I haven't heard from him in about 2 years.
Sounds like you you get in a rush.
No, we were together for like a year, and I haven't heard from him in like 2 years. I was just wondering if I would ever hear from him again. And then Matt is someone that I was talking to like last week, but he just seemed like he kind of disappeared. So I was wondering if I would ever hear from him either again.
Probably neither one of them would be a good relationship for you, because they're not up to speed where you are when doing things, and they probably are not as interesting. So just go forward and enjoy the people you're around. And if you can keep yourself happy and not depressed and grow forward up pleasantly, happily, then you'll find someone. Or they'll find you, which is more likely what they'll do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
You have to be happy, and you don't smile a lot.
Yeah.
So practice in the mirror.
Okay.
And she means that too. I said you mean that too.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Because some people have a real hard time smiling because they didn't grow up in a smiling house. You know, if your mother doesn't smile a lot, you're not going to smile a lot. So practice smiling. Reading something that's funny and then laughing.
It's so funny because the pharmacist that I worked for, he calls me Smiley.
Well, that's a good thing. Then you got the smile down. Now you got to feel it. You feel Smiley?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because that's a secret, to be able to smile and be happy, and say happy things, and you'll change the energy around you.
Well, Tamika, we need to move on, honey. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
God bless. We have one more caller, Ada.
Okay.
Okay, area code 312, you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. My question today is if you see a proper job coming towards me for this summer. I'm doing some temping right now, but I haven't really seen anything.
I believe it'll break open in about 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
It looks like. Now, are you looking to get a permanent position?
Yes. I've been sending out some applications and going on some interviews. I didn't get them.
The reason I'm asking that is because I see you getting two offers. Take the second one.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Because that's what I see. I see you getting two, but I could be wrong. Check real carefully, but I think the second one would be very good for you.
Okay. Yeah,
you know,
looking for
the benefits.
People
you work with and good benefits. So check, but I think the second one will be good.
Okay.
That's
and
what I'm
do you
getting.
See what kind of company it is?
It's an old company. They've been in business many years, and most of their people have stayed with them many years.
Oh, okay.
That's a good clue. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense because everybody, I want to work in an older, you know, I'm an older person, and I want to work in an older, so there's people like my own age.
Right, and that's what you'll find.
Okay.
So that'll be probably the second offer you get.
Okay. Well, will I find it on my own or through an agency?
It looks like you could get it through an agency.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could get it very quickly.
Yeah, I'm working with a local one. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Okay.
Because it'll be a long-term position.
Okay.
So that's good.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. I'll let you guys know.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Thanks
okay.
for calling,
right.
Karen.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless. Okay. Well, that's everybody.
That's everybody. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we had a good day.
I think we did.
Really?
Yep. We started off with a great topic, thanks to Stacy, who's still on the line. So I trust she's been enjoying the show. And, you know, there's been a lot of good information given out, and all of the callers seem to have pretty good energy. Most of them did. So
yes, they did.
That's a good thing.
So that makes you feel good. That's a really good thing.
Yeah. And staying positive, that is the key, and staying grateful. That's something else that you stress, both of those things.
Right. So let's say everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, healthy, happy, and joyous week. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be wonderful. I wish that
for
everybody, and I wish that for you, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. We'll talk to you next week, same time.
And thank you for being there.
You're welcome.
I like to work with you.
Likewise.
Okay.
Okay. God bless, Ada.
And bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.